Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
WEEI Afternoons. I want to thank Fitzy and our friends at the Doubles for Diabetes program and the Red Sox, because they have to hit doubles for it to work. And they did. So thank
you. Who was our leading doubles hitter this year?
I am going to guess it was Trevor Story.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
That feels like a solid guess. Now, we do cover sports for a living, and we talk Red Sox every day, and we probably should know.
Well, come on. I mean, you can't know every stat. You don't want to fill the hard drive. You got to leave room for the emotions, for the raw reactions. Yes.
Dan Ball, how smart am I?
Not smart enough, because
God
with
darn it.
41 doubles as well as 13 triples, Jaren Duran was your leader in doubles in 2025.
And people don't want to bring this guy back
to
the
team. No, I know. It's crazy.
And by people, we mean Ted.
Okay. Well, he's big enough to be two people.
41 doubles, 13 triples.
Yeah, your boy Story was third with 29. You had Sadon Rafael at 34, Story 29, Bregman 28, and my guy, Carlos Narvaez at 27.
Dan Ball, I'm going to guess that Jaren Duran, this is a total offshoot, just has a high, what's my favorite stat, BAPSO, whatever, ball batting average on balls put in play?
BABIP.
BABIP. BABIP. He strikes out too much, and that leads us to believe he stinks, but when he puts the ball in play, he's hitting doubles and triples.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I take that from
BISPA or something, and
BISPA. But yes, $15,000 Happy Gilmore-like check that Fitzy was holding. He didn't have a Sharpie, so he didn't endorse it and put four deposit on. You know, if you lose that, somebody can just cash it. Somebody like Stiz can go to like a quick cash paycheck place. Boom, $15,000 gone. You got to write.
What do you mean somebody like Stiz?
No, that's fair. I totally have done that stuff.
Wow. Holy
smokes. I was trying to defend my client. God darn it.
Somebody like Stiz.
And he owns it.
I was eyeing it from the second it came in there, right? I'm like, $15,000, that's
You're
a lot
like,
of money.
Yo, does this fit in the ATM at Sizz?
That's a lot of tanning saloons.
But it's Patriots time. And we've been talking about the Patriots in various ways in terms of happiness, enjoying the games. You and I are doing post-game shows that are far more enjoyable. We're talking about Drake May, your second-year quarterback, being an MVP candidate.
We started doing the post-game show in 2022, just in time for the team to begin its downward spiral. So, like, yeah, I mean, we're so used to them winning now, we've come to expect it so much in the brief seven-game stint that is the 2025 season. We didn't even make mention last Sunday of the fact that now Mike Vrabel has more wins through seven games than Belichick had in his last year, or that Mayo had all of last year.
Yeah. Mayo's had in his entire career and will have in his entire career.
That might be true. This is not on the rundown. This was not even top of mind. Are we kind of starting to take the Patriots winning for granted?
Absolutely not, and that's where this discussion is going to go. Because
what a setup.
Dan Ball asked us the simple question. The Patriots are rolling. It's fun to be a Patriots fan. In fact, it's the most fun we've had watching this team since ... fill in the blank. And I think it's a really interesting question based on two things. The one section of games that just weren't fun, the non-fun seasons of 22, 23, 24, 25, like in that whole era there. And then also in comparison to the entitlement seasons. And I don't know when you want to say those started, but Tom Brady was the most unhappy or whatever.
He was the most. He told Collinsworth, "I'm the most miserable 8-0 quarterback
in history."
That's
not fun. If he's not fun, we're not fun. Expectations. We're scrambling to keep him. We're scrambling to have Sanu come make him happy, mm-hmm. so he'll stay. So this sort of origin story of Drake May's Patriots. I'm going to say something crazy.
For the first time.
Since
the last hour.
Since I said he was going to go to the Patriots Hall of Fame, and then everybody agreed with me since that I'm right. Because mm-hmm. guess what? I'm pretty sure if he wins the MVP award, even if for one season, he would go to the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Maybe. If he, I mean, I don't want to say it, but if something went sideways and that was his best season,
sure,
he would be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. I think this is the most fun season since 2001.
That is the most insane thing I have ever heard.
Because there's no expectation. The expectations were low. This is a team that I thought was overrated. We were all lowering win expectations to start the season because of training camp and joint practices and all that. And now they're 5-2. They're in first place.
Uh-huh.
They beat the Bills in Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
They out Josh Allen with Drake May, the new better version uh-huh. of Josh Allen.
Sounds like what happened in 2021.
Two seed. They are the two. No, sounds like, now them's fighting words. I watched 2021.
Mm-hmm. Did you not enjoy that at all?
Unlikable quarterback that was Mac Jones.
Were you not having fun when they were winning week after week on the way to 9-4 in the number one seed?
Because not only did that year's team have a soft schedule, the soft schedule would show up on the injury report the week before they played the Patriots.
Soft schedule? You played Saints, Titans, and Browns.
Yeah. And did their best players play? Well, not Calvin Ridley, but bad example.
I mean, who was the best player? I mean, the best player on the Saints.
That was the soft schedule, and I'll get back to it. You missed it. An unlikable quarterback. I didn't like Mac Jones.
That's you. A lot of us did, though.
A lot of people didn't.
A lot of people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe we finally got an answer. After we had to wait all of... There was this delightful air of insufferability. Also sort of smells like pumpkin spice. Emanating out of Gillette Stadium in the fall of 2021, where people thought, oh, my God, I can't believe all these other fan bases suffer like they do. And we only had to wait 1 year between the end of the GOAT and the dawn of McCorkle. This is unbelievable.
But I don't know that, like, people got caught up in that. They definitely did.
Because it was fun.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't all that much fun. He wasn't all that good.
Fun or not, 6-1-7-7.
He threw, like, little dink and dunk passes. He has no arm. He's not that
about.
Good. He's not that likable.
Well, who's that guy that's winning game after game in San Francisco?
He turned interviews on WEEI into, I don't want to listen to that.
Yes.
Unlike Drake May, who's a laugh a minute with May or May Not. He's really come out of his shell in recent weeks. Telling us about sushi and pumpkin spice and all these fun things.
Are you building this up thinking he's listening?
No, I'm just in case he's listening.
Okay. Someone that knows him is.
More likable.
By the way, we got great feedback on yesterday's interview.
Yeah, I know, because it was a good interview with a nice young quarterback.
Rick Reniak, the Family Connection, messaged me on the old IG and was like, wow, you guys are killing it now ever since I messaged you.
So our biggest critic has become our biggest fan on the Drake May interview.
How
good
about
to know.
That? But I cannot believe that you think nobody was enjoying the Mac Jones season.
I didn't say nobody, but I think it was a house of cards. It was false lust, false love. I don't think anybody loved Mac Jones. More likable, Mac Jones in 2021 or Drake May in 2025?
Well, it's obviously Mac Jones. I mean, excuse me, Drake May. Jeez. Yeah, no, I shook that off myself. I got that. It's fine.
Yeah, it's Drake May. He's more likable. He's more talented. We weren't sure because even the pre-draft was like, did he just fall into our laps or did you really want him? Is he talented enough? Does he have any skills?
Did
he
Bill
doesn't
Belichick
look like
really
a modern
want,
quarterback.
I know, we went
all
over.
All of that crap.
We all thought, you know who we thought he was, honestly, was like Timu Drew Brees.
Yes, but not even. I don't think a lot of people thought he was going to reach those levels. Is right now.
The same arm strength as Drew Brees. Drew Brees had a pop gun. He had a pea shooter.
At the end, when he was hurt after 17 shoulder and arm injuries.
He had a bunch.
But Drake May is fun. Right out the gates, he's fun, right? Because he can run, he can throw, he can make all the throws, whatever those cliches you want to throw out there. He's more enjoyable to watch play the sport of football. He's also just better, right? So much better than Mac Jones. And we're seeing that. Mac Jones is a journeyman now. He's a journeyman backup. He's either going to be, you know, the 28th to 32nd best starter in the league, or he's going to be a backup.
I don't give a like you.
Think I'll smack the out of
you. He's not like you.
I don't care.
Who was that?
That was Ninko. Ninko did not like Mac.
I'm with Ninko.
Wow.
He was not likable. He was not like
no,
one.
No, there was that air of entitlement.
He was a spoiled, rich kid douche.
Well, that's why they called him the tennis brat. That's why they called him McEnroe, because...
Well, no, they called him the tennis brat because he admitted to us in, like, the first press conference he played tennis and was a tennis brat.
Right. And I spoke to his... I remember talking to an interview for .com with his... old Pop Warner and middle school coach, and was like, well, he was a little bit of a hothead. There were the photos of him, like, tennis racket overhead, the sweater tied around the waist. Like, that's not the look.
Well, he was also a model, I believe. He was doing modeling and tennis.
He did child modeling, yes.
We're just everybody together, and it wasn't my best, and I got to be better. And...
Is that Arcan doing Mac Jones?
No, that is Ninko doing.
Oh, that's
Mac Jones. Okay. And I knew this at the... I had a great fight at the time with our buddy Christian Fourier, speaking of doubles, with diabetes and diabetes. And he was like, no, he's not a rich kid and spoiled and dink. And then that was on a Friday. On the Monday, Christian goes, yeah, I did a little rich kid, a little research. He's a rich kid, spoiled dink. Yeah, yeah. His first car that he got when he got his license at 16 was like a brand new, right off the lot, like Range Rover, and he drove it to practice.
Oh,
and
gross.
Like that whole thing. That's where he came from. And I'm not saying Drake May ain't a rich kid, because I think Drake May's a rich kid, too.
He came from a nice family, but he doesn't come off
in an unlikable way. And if anything, he's getting more likable by the week. The more he settles into his role, Mac Jones didn't. And I get Mac Jones was playing for Bill Belichick.
He had something, like he was sleeping on a bed of nails that was also infested with very hungry rats at the time.
Okay, so take his personality off the table. Who's more fun to watch play the sport of football?
Well, once again, the answer is Drake May.
So it's Drake May.
Yeah.
And you said it. We were too close to Tom Brady. There was still a sense of entitlement with you people.
Oh, there we go.
You people still thought you were entitled to success and winning.
I knew it. It was my fault.
We've been cleansed from the entitlement, not by Mike Vrabel like he said he would, by the losing and by Gerard Mayo and by Bill Belichick nosediving his career here at the end.
Should I prepare the apology, or just want me to riff it?
What apology?
Well, I mean, it was obviously me people, my people, we were responsible for the entitlement.
You and Thornton lead those people.
Okay, that's fine. We had a good time.
Jerry catching strays.
Yes, he always catches. That's what it is. It's fine.
He's up on the wall.
Yeah, it's fine. He'll take it. He's a big boy.
It deteriorated during the last four-win season.
Just like the great ice wall and the North Wall in Game of Thrones, it deteriorates. A new one will be built.
And I'm so happy, and I said this to you at some point in recent years. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to getting back to when people celebrated hat and T-shirt games that were the division. Not, I don't buy mine till we get, I don't AFC get out of bed unless we're in the AFC bust. Title.
Yeah,
right?
No, but that's why I always
it's
say,
back.
That's why I always say we did not live in reality from 2003 to 2019. It was a surreality. It felt like a simulation. Right. You woke up every day from
spoiled.
After they went to the Super Bowl until the next season began like, oh yeah, we're the best team in the world. Thereby, the transitive property of Brady and Belichick, I feel like I'm superior to everyone else.
I know. And what did you guys even talk about back then?
Just how awesome it felt radio. To be. Honestly, just how awesome it felt to be us.
No, not really.
Oh, just how much the other team sucked?
This is the greatest compliment anyone ever gave me in terms of my media career, potentially. And it was Bill O'Brien when he was in Houston.
Brag.
Told us that his son.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Enjoyed watching Patriots Football Weekly TV, in which we did a point counterpoint segment. And he goes, you guys win 14 games every year. And somehow every week I turn it on and you and Paul Perillo are arguing about how bad something is. It wasn't that bad, but that was talent. You came up with something every week to argue about.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
That's what we did, Billy O. Billy O, good luck turning things around at BC. I'm rooting for you. Truly mean it. You need
it. I think
it.
He said he can't.
Well, there's a certain point when the plane is in enough of a nosedive.
And he did acknowledge that publicly. Yeah. If I knew how to fix it, I would have fixed it already. Yeah. He did say he won't give up. He won't quit. He's never quit anything in his life. He won't give up, but he also did acknowledge he doesn't know
how to fix it. Well, there you go. Okay. Interesting. Text line, some people coming to Mac's defense. 508, May is letting the winning get to his head. I can see it.
Where can you see it? I need more. 508, retext. Text back in.
I'm looking for a reason to hate Drake, and that is just not true.
Timeout. Why are you looking for a reason
to hate being
Drake?
I'm being a little facetious. 843, but in the beginning,
area code. 843, I agree with Andy. 2021 Patriots felt like a fraudulent playoff team.
Well, this
year's Patriots are fun and seem like the real deal.
Didn't just feel like a fraudulent playoff team. Were exposed as the most fraudulent playoff team in the history of football with that ass-whooping in Buffalo that was as non-competitive a playoff game as you will ever see. But I stand by it. This feels like we're at the infancy of something special with Mike Vrabel and Drake May, and they're ahead of maybe the curve or the expectation. They're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And even if they just make the playoffs.
They should make the playoffs, yes.
Yes, yeah, it'll be disgustingly disappointing if they don't. Yes. But if they make the playoffs, I think we're going to be happy. I think we're going to look at it a little bit like the Red Sox.
Will that be enough?
Absolutely.
Are we at that playoffs point, heading into week eight, will it be enough just to make the playoffs now?
Now, don't embarrass yourself. Don't go out there and lay an egg against a bad team. I don't know who you're going to face. I don't know who and what but
it's
going to
be Dylan Gabriel
yourself.
And Miles Garrett and Quinshon Judkins and Harold Fannin Jr. and David Njoku.
You think they're going to host the Browns?
Oh, no, in the playoffs.
Yes.
No, I was talking about Sunday. I don't want them to embarrass themselves.
This is a segment about the playoffs and
the playoffs.
Season.
Okay.
They can make the playoffs and lose like the Red Sox, and we'll take it as a step because that's the step toward now I expect you next year to be something special. Now do more in free agency in the draft.
Because this needs to be like fired off like a signal flare for everyone to see.
Now they're saying on the text line he's getting cocky at the podium. This was not intended to be a Drake May hate segment, and I don't know where Stiz is finding these texters and drumming them up.
He took back the playoffs comment. He got a little ahead of himself last week and mentioned playoffs.
He took it back in a funny way.
Excuse me, I was trying to make a point, gentlemen. I was just thank you. Do I need a cane to like hit on the floor? Like, gentlemen, please, the floor is mine. Thank you. The point I wanted to make was go after yourself.
He used all his time up for not making the point.
Oh, for the love of God. Dan, no wonder why you get so tired and sleep.
Long question, good question.
Shut up, Scal. The point is, the signal flare being, you have to remember, this is still a rebuild.
Like, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's rebuilt.
It's not rebuilt yet.
They're the number two seed. They're in first place with a 91% chance to make the playoffs.
But they're still in the middle. But you are just as one of many that has been like, the depth on this team, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. It could be
House of Cards. Yes.
Yeah. No
one
question.
Of your favorites.
But it's a very nice House
Cousin
of Cards.
Cousin Andy's
right
House
now.
Of Cards on the South Coast.
If they don't have injuries, then they're going to make the playoffs. And that feels rebuilt.
Okay, if.
They should have had the number one overall pick last year.
Yep.
Now they're going to be in the playoffs. You had them as the number one seed. You told me that the Colts were going to lose to the yellow-wearing.
Colts to the Bolts. To the Minions.
It didn't happen.
To the Tinkle Chargers,
But that's how high they've come. So that is the comparison to 2021. We are getting a little bit the carts ahead of the horse a little bit.
See?
But they're going to make the playoffs.
They
have
will.
A better quarterback than they could have ever thought of
in
2021.
Do I think this is a better – does it look like it has the capacity to be a more complete team than 2021? Yes. Are they still in a rebuild because there are a number of positions? Andy, there's guys that were paid a lot of money that are not going to be on this team next year or the year after. However – when you keep your Marcus Joneses, when you have Drake May, when you're developing and subsequently paying Gonzo, these are the tent poles around which you build long-term successful teams. Go ahead. What text do you need to read?
774. Drake is way too cocky right now. We're going to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Tim in Hanover. This seems like a positive take on Drake. What's up, Tim?
Guys,
Hey, you know, I'm on the afternoon team, man. Believe me. I'm happy for two guys. Let me tell you, Drake May, I think he's phenomenal. I'm so glad we got him. Now, I wasn't in the beginning because I didn't know if he was experienced enough, but he is the man. I tell you what, the other guy, Mac Jones, man, he was poison all around this kid. A young man in the state of NFL football. And you know what? He was scared to death because he made his dream. And now look at Hans Shanahan. He loves this guy, man. And that whole team loves him. This guy, he just had poison all around him and we couldn't help him. But I want May to keep doing what he's doing. Just get him some help, man. Get him the line. They need to have that line work like they did this weekend. That's going to be the key to the whole thing. The other guys are all good. The running backs are good. Wide receivers are good. Everyone was bad mouthing the running backs. They're good. They just need help in the line to open up the holes.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
It was a complete call.
There was support for Drake May and Mac Jones, actually.
And the running backs. Now, see, look, here you go.
Yeah, he got a little out over his skis to say the running backs are good.
There you go. You got a lot of people. There's opinions all over the place. That's the fun part about talking sports. It is a debate. There are no wrong answers, except for obviously mine.
Well, no, the wrong ones are the ones that are ripping Drake May right now. All these, he's too cocky.
You know what?
He said that's cocky.
You know what? How about this? This area doesn't deserve Drake May.
Oh, that seems like a bridge too far. 617-779-7937. Patriots fans, do you feel like you deserve Drake May? Because Fitzy says you don't. We'll ask our buddy Brian Hoyer. He knows the quarterback position. I'm going to ask him if he feels like Drake May has gotten a little cocky like all the texters have. Yes, Timball?
And Brian Hoyer will present his top five quarterbacks currently in the NFL.
Yes, and we did him a solid. We gave him a heads up that we'd be looking for his top five quarterbacks because we realized when we did ours that it's not the easiest thing to just spit out your mouth on the fly there. So we gave him some time to prepare it. That's right, Brian Hoyer, his thoughts on Drake May and the top five quarterbacks in the National Football League. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.